Hello everyone, welcome to this masterclass, the ultimate guide to creating high converting lead magnets. By the end of this masterclass, you are going to have a good idea of the different lead magnets for your business and how to effectively create your own lead magnet so you can be on your way to creating more visibility for your business and growing your email list and gaining more sales, which is of course what we all want. So there's four key parts of this masterclass. Part one, we are going to look at different types of lead magnets. Part two, we are going to cover a step-by-step guide to create an ebook. Part three, how to effectively promote your lead magnet. And finally, how to create an email sequence to deliver that lead magnet and nurture your audience to hopefully get them to buy your products or services. So firstly, for part one, we are going to be looking at those different types of lead magnets for both product and service-based businesses. I'm going to give separate examples for both types of businesses. Plus, we're going to cover what topic you can cover in your lead magnet to best serve your potential clients and customers. So what is a lead magnet? For anyone who's not familiar with this concept, it is an irresistible offer that provides value to potential customers in exchange for their contact information. And that is usually an email address. So it's an exchange. You're offering some type of freebie lead magnet in exchange for an email address. I'm sure a lot of you probably already have some type of lead magnet for your business, but there is definitely opportunity to always add in more lead magnets, which we're going to cover in this masterclass. So what if I told you that creating a lead magnet is going to be the gateway for more leads and sales in your business? A lead magnet is beneficial for every type of business, and I'm going to be showing you lots of examples throughout this masterclass. Trust me when I say that having someone hand over their email to you is going to be far more valuable than getting them just to follow you on social media. A lead magnet is a powerful tool for generating leads and building that email list. Before we dive into our actionable steps, I really want you to understand how big an impact that this can have on your business. So why having a lead magnet is so important? It's going to help to attract potential customers. So by offering something of value in exchange for contact information, you can build a list of qualified leads who are more likely to become customers. Obviously, it's going to help us to build our email list. And by building that email list through your lead magnet, you can stay in touch with potential customers. You can nurture those relationships and then promote your products or services. It also helps to establish authority. So by providing valuable information or solving a problem for your potential customers, you can start to position yourself as a trusted expert in your field. And it increases conversions, which is what we all want. And I think why we're all here. Once you have a list of qualified leads, you can use email marketing to nurture those relationships and promote your products or services. This can lead to increased conversions and sales for your business, more people through that sales funnel. So what difference would it make to you to have 1,000 people or even 5,000 people on your email list? Just have a think about that for a minute. What possibilities is that going to open up for your business? A good conversion rate is somewhere between 2 to 5%, depending on what industry. There's certain different impacts for this figure, but say a good average conversion rate is about 2 to 5%. So say if you manage to get to 5,000 people on your email list and you have a good conversion rate, the lower end, 2%, that's 100 sales for your business. If you were to send out an email, say, promoting a new service, a new product range, something like that to your 5,000 subscribers, and you've got a really good conversion rate, you can expect 100 sales. Like, how big an impact would that have for your business? Just think about that for a minute. And this is why it's so important to be working on building up our email list. We definitely don't see this high number of conversions come through from social media marketing. Email marketing has far higher conversion rates across a very broad range of different industries. So let's set a goal for our business before we get started. How many email subscribers do you want on your list over the next month? So once you've gone through this process of creating your lead magnet, what could that next month look like for you? Let's set a goal. So if you're just starting out, maybe your goal might be to get 25 new people or 50 new people. If you're a little bit further on in your business journey, you already have quite an established email list, maybe a new email lead magnet could bring in maybe 200-300 new subscribers a month, maybe even more. One of the lead magnets that we have running at the moment for Golden Brands, our business plan template, we're getting about 250 new subscribers from that alone each month. And we do have ads running, which does help, obviously, with that number. But even before we had the ads running, we were still getting a considerable number of downloads for that business plan template. So for me, my goal might be to get 400 new subscribers over the next month through creating a new lead magnet and also leveraging the existing lead magnets that I have as well. Let's look at the sales funnel. So I'm sure you're familiar with how a sales funnel works. And a lead magnet is targeting people at the very top of that sales funnel. So when they're at that awareness and visibility stage of the sales funnel, ideally they're aware that they have a problem and they're looking for a solution to that problem. And that's where your lead magnet can come in. And we're then going to build that trust and connection and consideration with our leads through our email sequence, which we'll cover in part 4 of this masterclass. So let's look at some different examples. And the chances are, if you're a service-based business, you probably already have several of these things, these resources created for your business. So you might already have something that you can turn into a lead magnet and a freebie, potentially, or maybe something that just needs a few tweaks, which is going to save you a whole lot of time. But if you're looking for something completely new, I've got 11 examples here for lead magnets for service-based businesses. Downloadable ebooks. This is, you know, very popular, and this seems to be kind of the go-to type of lead magnet for service-based businesses. Number 2, different challenges. So as I'm sure some of you noticed, we had our collaboration challenge a few months back, and I do plan on doing more challenges because that one did work particularly well. So having some type of challenge that your audience can participate in, having a guide or a checklist, a template, like our business plan template that's available via Canva, a spreadsheet. If you're an accountant, it could be a budget spreadsheet. A video, so this could be a training video or something that's educational. You could host a live webinar. You could even get collaborators on board for that live webinar. You could do a quiz. You could put together a cheat sheet or swipe files. It could be an email sequence that you put together, like I have done for this masterclass. And if you are a copywriter, maybe that could be a good way to get people onto your email list. It could be an audio recording. It could just be a podcast series that you create that is only available for people that subscribe to your email list, and then they get the secret link to check out those podcast episodes. Or it could just be a short, sweet audio recording with an interview or with some other training that you provide to your audience. Or a mini course that could be a great way, especially if you offer a bigger course and it leads people into that bigger offering. So these are the 4 lead magnets that I have running at the moment for Golden Brands. We have the business plan template that I've mentioned. We have our go-to tech guide for small business owners. So this is a very new one that I've only very recently launched. We have the entrepreneur empowerment quiz. And we had the ultimate collaboration challenge for small business owners a couple months back. And I'm working now on our next challenge to bring in. So 4 different types of lead magnets. We've got a template, a guide, a quiz, and a challenge. And I've also done webinars in the past as well, which I plan to do every quarter probably for our webinars. So that's essentially 5 different ways that I'm bringing in more leads and increasing our number of email subscribers. And out of this list, the business plan template has definitely been the number 1 performer. I just wanted to touch on that. So people really like having a template that they can actually apply to their business. The quiz has actually been the worst performer that hasn't performed the best, which was very surprising because I thought that this would be really, really popular and I put so much time into developing it. But I think it's just because that this takes people a couple minutes of their time to complete, and that alone might be enough to put some people off from actually working through the steps. Whereas the other ones are all very quick to download and to access. Let's look at some lead magnet ideas for product-based businesses. So these are slightly different than what we offer for our service-based businesses. So firstly, we've got a product guide or catalog. And I've noticed a lot of product-based businesses have some type of free product guide or catalog that you can download. And that highlights product features, benefits, and uses. A free sample or trial of your product to potential customers in exchange for their contact information. So that can be a really great way for people to experience your product and increase the likelihood of a purchase. So obviously that will only work for certain business models. A discount or a coupon. This is really, really popular. I think majority of businesses have some type of pop-up or, you know, what's it called? Like the footer part of your homepage of your website, where you offer like new email subscribers a 10% discount code for joining your email list or something along those lines. So it helps to incentivize them to make a purchase. A how-to guide. So that can show potential customers how to use your product to solve a problem or achieve a goal, especially if you offer a product that needs instructions that's a little bit more difficult to understand and to see the results from. You might need to offer a little bit more guidance to how they can really make the most out of that product. For example, I just random example, but if you were selling like a Thermomix, it's very, you know, complicated. There's lots of instructions and information that you need to give. Putting together some type of how-to guide would be really helpful in that setting when you're selling such a complicated piece of software. Whereas if you're selling just activewear, they're probably not going to need a how-to guide on how to use the activewear. Gift guide. So that can help highlight your products as gift ideas for different occasions or recipients. And this can help potential customers find the perfect gift and increase sales, particularly around like a holiday season or other gift giving occasion. Like Christmas time, we see lots and lots of gift guides come out. And lots of product-based businesses might bundle up their products into like little gift packages and things to work in with their gift guide. A quiz or assessment. So that helps potential customers determine which of your products is best for their needs or preferences. So this can be a fun, engaging way to introduce your products and build relationship with potential customers. I've noticed a lot of beauty brands, skincare brands, they have some type of quiz where you can identify the problems that you're facing, and then they will provide you with a breakdown of which products are going to be best for your situation to see the results that you're after. A few lead magnet examples. So these are just some random ones that I have downloaded before or that I've come across online. So a small business digital health check. That's one that Xero provides. That is a free downloadable ebook. A beginner's guide to investing, which is one that Sharesies is currently running. And I thought that that was quite great because most people that land on their website are fairly new to investing, and offering a beginner's guide to how to do it, you know, solves that problem and leads them into their offering to join Sharesies. Free trial of my food bag. So also, I think this is a really great one. And I've done this in the past. I'm sure probably a lot of you have too. Like being able to actually experience the product for a week. And I think in this case, you actually handed over your credit card details as well. And the payments just kept rolling if you didn't go and cancel them. But I thought this was a really great initiative just to get people in my food bag and to be able to experience the benefits of being part of it. And skincare quiz that I mentioned, lots of brands like Sephora offer some type of skincare quiz where you can identify the skincare problems that you're having, and then they'll provide you with the solutions, which is the products that they offer. Spin the wheel for discounts. I really like this one because it always catches my attention. An Australian brand called Raw Canvas, also skincare, they offer the spin the wheel for discounts on their website. And when you see it pop up, you know, it's very visual and it makes a big impact on the page. And you want to do the spin the wheel because you want to see if you're going to get a really, really great discount code. But you've got to put in your name and email address or phone number to get the discount code. So I would assume this works particularly well for them. Another one I wanted to add in here was the wedding trend report that the Wedding Academy bring out every year. So I used to contract for the Wedding Academy, and this wedding trend report really set them up as an industry leader, helped to build credibility in the wedding industry, and it became a highly sought after, downloaded resource that people referenced. They had lots of expert contributors on board to put together information to form this wedding trend report. And it became like this industry report that, you know, many experts and professionals were referencing and using. So while it took a couple of years, I think, to get momentum, it had a huge impact on the credibility and reputation for the Wedding Academy. And it saw them thousands and thousands of email subscribers. So a really great, great resource that they put together. And that was just once a year. So your lead magnet should be a quick win for your audience. It should be valuable, digestible, specific. It solves a problem or has to help in a very specific way. It can't be too general. It needs to actually be, you know, some specific solutions and guidance, tips, steps. And it has to be relevant to your core offering and to your audience. So really remember that here. It kind of needs to lead people into what you are selling to them. A few tips for choosing your lead magnets. This is three different ways that you could approach it. So you could be solving a problem through identifying a common problem your target audience faces, and then you could create a lead magnet that solves that problem. So for example, if you're a nutritionist, this could be 10 healthy snack recipes for busy professionals. The second point here is to address a common misconception. So I've seen these work particularly well. So addressing common misconceptions or myths that might be in your industry. An example of this, if you're a financial planner, you could have 5 money myths that are holding you back. And also the third point here, look at ways you can leverage your expertise. So identify a topic that you have expertise in and create a lead magnet that really showcases your knowledge. If you're a graphic designer, this could be an ultimate guide to designing a logo, for example. In the final slide for part one of this masterclass, there are a few questions that I would like you to ask yourself when creating that lead magnet for your business. So if you're stuck on ideas for topics, then this should hopefully help you identify a few key things. So what are some of the frequently asked questions you receive about your product or service? What would make your target audience's life easier? What can you offer that will solve pain points of your ideal customer? What can you offer that's going to lead people into your main offering or product? I hope this has given you a good overview of the different types of lead magnets. And I'm sure by now you've probably got a few ideas of what you could cover for your business. Remember, all of these slides will be available underneath. So if you need to refer back to any of these questions or points that I have covered, you can do that via the slides. So start working through some of these questions and just jot down some ideas that come to you to start creating that high value lead magnet for your audience. I'd also like to add in here that you don't need to limit yourself to one lead magnet. As I showed, I have 4 running at the moment. And at any given time, you could have potentially 2 or 3 running for your business too. So if you've already got one, maybe look at creating your second or your third lead magnet for your business. Our focus for the next part of this masterclass is how to create an ebook lead magnet for your business. I will see you in part 2.